Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This morning, Budget Day, the true COVID cost to be laid bare as the government outlines its plan back to black. Breaking ranks, the New South Wales government to vaccinate younger Australians ahead of the federal timeline. Police probe officers accused of turning a blind eye to the behaviour of one of their own. And we hear the Queen speaking publicly for the first time since the death of her husband, Prince Philip.
This is 7 News. With Jodie Spears.
Good morning. A post-COVID jobs boom will be a key feature of tonight's federal budget as the nation picks itself back up after initial uncertainty at the start of the pandemic. Let's go live to political reporter Taylor Aiken in Canberra. Good morning, Taylor. It's expected to lead to a deficit rebound.
Morning, Jodie. Yes, with the economic recovery from the pandemic aided by more people getting back into work, leading to higher tax receipts and a reduced welfare bill. The better-than-expected figures leading to an improved budget deficit expected to be around $160 billion. That's a saving of $53 billion compared to what was first predicted last October. 7 News has also confirmed there will be changes coming to superannuation, allowing people over the age of 60 to put $300,000 into super from selling their family home if it has been owned for more than 10 years, encouraging retirees to downsize. But one of the big issues will focus on just how much money the government is promising in order to overhaul the aged care sector. Rumoured to be around $18 billion over 4 years, unions have declared it won't be enough even before the finer details have been released. However, what is still unknown, even to the Treasurer, is when international borders will reopen. This year's budget assumes it will be sometime next year, but senior officials have told 7 News that is an assumption and not a promise. Jodie?
Okay, Taylor, thank you. In a major expansion of the COVID vaccine rollout in New South Wales, people aged 40 to 49 could get their Pfizer shots within weeks. Registrations have begun on the same day Sydney's new mass vaccination hub opened for business.
This is our way of saying to the general public that New South Wales is keen to get as many people vaccinated as possible. The more ability we have to ease restrictions moving forward and also to resume life as normal as we can with COVID.
Thousands have already booked in to get their shot over the next month at the hub, which aims to vaccinate 30,000 people a week to begin with. A legal challenge to overturn Australia's controversial India travel ban has been rejected. A federal court judge dismissed the first round brought by 73-year-old Melbourne man Gary Newman, who's been stranded in Bangalore since March last year. More than 9,500 Australians are unable to return until after the ban is lifted on Friday. Body cam footage has emerged of Queensland police turning a blind eye to an interstate colleague doing the wrong thing. It shows a former cop who'd admitted to drinking being let off without a breath test.
A routine traffic stop plays out, a car pulled over for an illegal U-turn.
My partner's just said that you've had a drink.
But the driver wants to avoid trouble. Kevin Anthony Perry, a retired Victorian police sergeant, has already flashed his police identity card, hoping to skip a breath test.
Is there any way you can just park and I'll catch a cab home and we're...
Unfortunately, I can't do that, but what I am going to do, to be fair, I'm going to give you 20 minutes.
This police officer from the Sunshine Coast, clearly uncomfortable, before backup arrives. Detective Senior Constable Naomi Shearer and Senior Constable Rowan Evans. Detective Shearer inquires how high the driver's alcohol reading was.
Where'd he go? He hasn't blown yet.
Oh,
he pulled his badge and means that I'm a sergeant.
Right.
Okay. Police, can you let me go?
The language then shifts to offering advice on how to let him go.
I didn't realise there hasn't been a breath system at all.
No.
Yeah, so I reckon, you know, it's really up to you.
But what about
if there's no breath system? Well, he's not going to tell me. He's not going to tell us.
The driver and his family were allowed to leave his car and walk off. The two uniformed officers later turned in the body cam vision to their superiors. Shearer and Evans were fined but kept their jobs and still policed the streets. Emily O'Brien, 7 News.
A late-season severe storm outbreak is bearing down on Australia's east coast. A severe weather warning stretches across the bottom of New South Wales into Victoria. Sydney could see heavy showers as the week progresses, which could see Warragamba Dam spill further, causing minor flooding. The Queen has spoken publicly for the first time since the funeral of her husband, Prince Philip. On a Zoom call with the Royal Life Saving Society, Her Majesty reminisced about becoming the first young person in the Commonwealth to receive a Junior Life Saving Award at the age of 14.
But it was a great achievement, and I was very proud to wear the badge on the front of my swimming suit.
The Queen was speaking to lifeguards who had been recognised for saving swimmers. The rape trial of NRL star Jack DeBellin has ended in a hung jury for a second time. Jurors could only reach a verdict on one of the 6 charges, finding the sidelined Dragons player and his friend Callan Sinclair not guilty of 1 count of sexual assault. Police prosecutors will now decide if they will take the remaining 5 counts to a third trial. A supporter of Jarryd Hayne has been fined after being filmed spitting outside court. Mina Greece attended the sentencing of the former NRL player in Newcastle last week. He's since been sent a $500 infringement notice for offensive behaviour. Hayne was jailed for a minimum of 3 years and 8 months after he sexually assaulted a woman on the night of the 2018 NRL Grand Final. School children across Australia will this morning begin sitting their NAPLAN tests. The standardised assessment was cancelled last year due to the pandemic, but this morning children in years 3, 5, 7 and 9 will sit the reading and writing skills test. The Queensland Teachers Union, which wants the tests abolished, has told its members to withdraw their children from NAPLAN in protest. Australian TV legend Bert Newton is facing a new health battle after being forced to have a leg amputated on the weekend. He faced a grave choice, lose the leg or risk losing his life in a matter of months.
For Patty Newton, a broken ankle is the least of her worries. Nothing could stop her heading in to be bedside with the love of her life.
He's in really good spirits, and he got through the operation. It was huge.
What started as a toe infection before Christmas became so grave, doctors gave the 82-year-old a choice, lose his leg or his life.
It was needed, and he had a choice, and his choice was to live.
That was the ultimatum that was put to Bert. You either have the leg amputated and you will have hopefully many more years to live, or you have literally months to live if you don't.
Bert is a diabetic. 9 years ago, he had a quadruple heart bypass surgery. Now he's facing his biggest challenge, spurred on by love for his family.
It's mainly for the grandchildren, because he wants to watch them grow.
Displaying remarkable courage.
His words were, let's do this with a positive attitude and not a negative attitude.
The grandfather had his leg amputated below the knee. He has spent 6 weeks in hospital already and will spend several more here recovering from the major surgery before beginning rehab. And there beside him will be Patty.
We've been together for over 50 years, so, you know, I'm not going to leave him now.
Cassie Zervos, 7 News.
Train services across the Sydney network have resumed after a trespasser wreaked havoc for commuters yesterday afternoon. Services on the Western Line were disrupted for hours, with police called to coax a man off the tracks near Parramatta. There were major delays for peak hour, with a flow-on effect felt across the Northern Line. Australian researchers are closer to finding a vaccine for a common deadly virus. Strep A causes sore throat, scarlet fever and skin sores and kills more than 500,000 people worldwide every year.
These scars on Eden's calf are a constant reminder of how dangerous Strep A can be.
It was a very precarious point in Eden's life at 11 months old.
She almost lost her leg to a flesh-eating bacterial infection.
We were obviously very, very scared because it was a very dangerous bug that got into her system very quickly.
Strep A is clearly a high priority bug that really needs a vaccine.
Now, researchers at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute are deliberately infecting healthy volunteers with the bacteria.
Kept these participants in an inpatient environment, and we had really close clinical support and watched them very closely.
They're doing it to trial vaccines and new treatments.
What we hope to do is to bring a vaccine into a late phase clinical trial, so like we've seen for COVID vaccines, over the next 4 to 5 years.
The infection kills more than 500,000 people around the world every year. Young children, the elderly and pregnant women are most at risk.
Strep A causes a lot of different disease, from a strep throat or a mild skin infection to really severe and dangerous infections.
We hope the vaccine is able to stop other children going through what Eden has gone through.
Melina Saris, 7 News.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has given the green light to easing more coronavirus restrictions in England. From next Monday, people will be able to meet up indoors for the first time in months. Pubs, cafes and restaurants can also host customers indoors.
Let's protect these gains by continuing to exercise caution and common sense.
Families and friends will also be able to hug again, but social distancing will remain in workplaces, shops and restaurants. New Zealand police are expected to charge a man today after he allegedly went on a stabbing frenzy in a supermarket. Four people were rushed to hospital with stab wounds, including two staff members from the Countdown store in Dunedin. Witnesses reported hearing loud screams as a number of shoppers fled. A man was detained by witnesses and taken into custody. Officers believe it was a random attack and are looking at security vision before they lay charges. Rockets have been fired towards Jerusalem from Gaza as tensions escalate between Israel and the Palestinians. Hamas leaders had threatened to strike after hundreds of Palestinians were injured during 3 days of clashes with Israeli police in the city's Muslim quarter. The violence was sparked by security forces storming a compound near a mosque and the threatened eviction of Palestinian families from their homes by Jewish settlers. Rescue crews in London have managed to free a baby whale that had become stranded in the River Thames. The minke whale had got itself trapped in a lock. A large crowd watched on as a vet was called in to assess the 3 to 4 metre long mammal. After a 4-hour rescue operation, the whale calf was carefully manoeuvred onto a large yellow float and taken to a safer location. A safari park in eastern China has apologised for failing to tell the public that 3 of its leopards had escaped. The leopards escaped several weeks ago. 2 of the big cats have been recaptured, but a 3rd is still on the loose. Hunting dogs have now been brought in to track the missing animal. The safari park said it did not report the incident over concerns it would impact visitor numbers. Spotting your neighbour's cat roaming around the neighbourhood isn't usually a cause for concern unless that cat is a tiger. This big cat was caught on camera prowling around a street in Houston, Texas. The tiger was wearing a collar and seemed to be quite relaxed to be strolling across the grass. A very nervous sheriff's deputy can be seen pointing a gun at the tiger. Fortunately, its owner managed to lure it back inside. Concerns over rising fuel prices are growing in the US after a cyber attack on a major oil pipeline shut down supply to America's East Coast. Let's go live to US correspondent Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. Who's behind this cyber attack?
Good morning, Jodie. Well, America's FBI this morning has named the Dark Side, a criminal network based in Eastern Europe, as responsible, and it is a quite stark lesson in just how much damage can be caused by online criminal networks. In this case, shutting down almost 9,000 kilometres of pipeline, essentially that runs refined oil from Houston, Texas, all the way north to New York Harbour, and about 45% of fuel used on the east coast of the United States is reliant on the fuel in this pipeline. Closed because of this criminal attack online, raising alarms, stirring an FBI investigation and stirring also the White House. Unusually, though, because of the coronavirus, fuel usage is down in the US and it looks like will be tolerated, at least, the damage until the pipeline is largely restored later this week. Though the president has already had this to say.
So far, there is no evidence based on from our intelligence people that Russia is involved, although there is evidence that the actor's ransomware is in Russia. They have some responsibility to deal with this.
There is now wide expectation that President Biden will announce a new policy regards criminal attacks online later this week. Jody?
Very concerning. Okay, thanks, Tim. In sport, Richmond have defended duo Shea Bolton and Daniel Rioli after the pair were caught in a nightclub brawl on the weekend. The Tigers say the incident happened after Rioli's girlfriend was subjected to inappropriate behaviour by someone else at the club. Bolton had surgery on a broken wrist last night and will miss up to 3 weeks, while Rioli needed stitches to a cut above his eye. Rabbitohs skipper Adam Reynolds is expected to finalise his playing future in the coming days. Teammates are hopeful the 31-year-old will reject offers from the Sharks and Broncos and stay at Redfern. Reynolds is trying to overcome a thumb injury before Saturday's Magic Round clash with Cronulla in Brisbane. Meantime, the Broncos have confirmed captain Pat Carrigan will miss the rest of the season with a torn ACL. The Tokyo Olympics could be without many of the world's top tennis stars due to the pandemic. Australian Open champion Naomi Osaka says rising COVID cases in her homeland are a major worry and isn't sure whether the games should go ahead.
I feel like if it's putting people at risk and if it's making people very uncomfortable, then it definitely should be a discussion, which I think it is.
23-time Grand Slam winner Serena Williams hasn't decided whether she'll play in Tokyo.
I've really been taking it one day at a time to a fault, and I definitely need to figure out my next moves.
Aussie world number 23 Alex de Minaur crashed out in the first round of the Rome Masters, going down to Gianluca Maga. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a trough with onshore winds will lead to showers and some storms across eastern parts of Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria, with severe storms possible. Around the capitals today, a shower or two and a possible storm in Brisbane, showers and 23 degrees in Sydney, showers and 16 in Canberra, showers clearing in Melbourne, cloudy in Hobart and in Adelaide, mostly sunny in Perth, a top of 27 degrees and sunny and 34 in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Tuesday, the 11th of May.